Australia's Disability Discrimination Commissioner is calling on employers to look to candidates with disabilities when they need extra staff. Paralympian Kurt Fernley raised the issue of workplace participation in his Australia Day address, as Rebecca Bryce reports.
Jodie Owen moved from Sydney to Adelaide last year to be nearer to her father-in-law after his wife died.
He was calling me every night and he was just so lonely and sounded so sad. So I just prompted my husband and said that, you know, I think we need to go over there and be with him.
With 10 years' experience in office administration, she didn't expect too much trouble finding a job.
I just can't seem to get people to look past my wheelchair, which is real shame because everyone that knows me personally knows that it doesn't get in my way at all.
The wheelchair protects Jodie Owen's brittle bones from breaking. In the last 3 months, she's applied for more than 100 positions.
I've got a lot of interviews, but usually I try not to tell people that I'm in a wheelchair when I apply because I don't want them to prejudge. I want to be picked for my skills, and then once I get the interview, then I kind of let them know. Sometimes I'd let them know and then they'll say, oh, you know, there's stairs, so I don't think it would work out, or they'll just tell me to come along. And basically, you know, I can tell straight away that they're not really interested.
Well, sadly, this is an all too common story, and whilst I'm saddened by it, I'm not surprised.
Graham Innes is the Disability Discrimination Commissioner. He was at Kurt Fernley's Australia Day address last night, where the Paralympian quoted figures which rank Australia in the bottom third of OECD countries for employment and participation.
Labour market participation for people with a disability is 54%, and for the general population it's 83%. So that's a significant difference. And despite the fact that people with a disability, the research shows, are more committed employees. We stay longer, we take less sick leave. Because it's been harder for us to find jobs, we tend to be more supportive of our employer.
He says there's been little progress since he joined the workforce 30 years ago.
I did, as a lawyer, about 30 interviews in a 12-month period and didn't get most of those jobs because people couldn't see how I, as a person who was blind, could work as a lawyer.
Is it fair for an employer to ask a person with a physical disability whether or not they're physically capable of doing a job?
It's absolutely fair. If employers don't ask that question, then they're making an uninformed decision.
Jodie Owen.
I'd be willing to do anything because I really want to get back out there and work again.
That's Jodie Owen ending Rebecca Bryce's report.